All right. Here we go with another podcast. And what we're going to do at the very end of this one is include a, if you ever want to go to Nashville, if you've never been and, you know, you're looking for something cool to do, our buddy Reno Collier, one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet, is doing a special show. He'll tell you all about that after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, I did not come up with a new gold this week. What? There was not a standout moment at all. It was one of those weird. I mean, we had great callers this week.
Does happen.
Every once in a while, we get great. And there's never anything that you go, eh, that's funny. Let's bring that back as a gold. There was nothing. If you don't know what the golds are, it's little clips, little things that just stand out to us. Somebody will say something really funny, really wonky, whatever. And like this.
Yeah. I don't think take those dead rats and put them down in a pit and burn them every day. It'd be better off.
See, like that. That's, I don't even know what that was even about.
And burn them every day.
And burn them every day.
Burn the witch.
Take the rats down there. Yeah.
I don't think take those dead rats and put them down in a pit and burn them every day. It'd be better off.
Burn them every day.
I love her.
How about you saying that all day? All weekend. Burn them every day.
Burn them every day.
Let's get rats in the sewer and I burn them every day.
So what a weird week, man. So five times over the last 8 days, our air conditioning unit has gone out. If you listen close, you'll hear fans. I'll turn this mic on. And that one too, and I can point the fans at the mics, but yeah. So the AC is out again today. So I don't know how long this podcast is going to be. Going to be very honest with you, we don't really know because it's like 90 degrees in here. I'm surrounded by you guys. At least have the luxury of being open. I love, you know, standing here and controlling the control board and all that. But there's a side effect. There's all the computer stuff around my legs. It's a so good hot. 10 to 15 degrees warmer where I'm standing. So nasty.
True, but I bought a fan to shoot directly in that direction. So
I know, but I turned it the other way because it was too noisy.
No, I know, but, you know. It's the podcast. It's not as big of a deal now.
Yeah, no one cares.
Right, that's
put it on over there. Bubba brought it. Bubba brought his.
Oh, that's nice.
He brought his fan from home. You have like, it's almost like, it's like a shop fan.
It's one I got on Walmart.com, and it is the best fan I've ever bought in my life because it. By the way, thank you, Schaefer. This feels so good. I'm glad you mentioned
welcome.
It again.
Yeah, I mean, you paid for it, but you're welcome.
No, but I'm just saying, you reminded me it was there. It's great. I'm loosening up my shorts. It's letting air everywhere.
I think that's something else going on there, but okay.
I'm going to put my kilt on, and then it'll be great. I have a kilt in here.
Really?
Yeah. My brother got it for me. Remember, it was like some dumb Donovan thing. My brother is like so insane. Like, he's like me. He's very quirky. Yeah. And one day he just was like, "Yeah, you need a kilt." So he bought me a kilt in the family tartan.
Your brother Donovan?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
nice.
That's pretty great. Yeah. Anyway,
I just love D. You know when he's done, because he'll be like, "That's why. That's why I don't care."
Me?
Yes,
the
you
dismissive
do
thing
every day.
We
I love
that.
It.
We
I love it.
That.
I'm trying to change. I'm trying to be better.
Oh, by the way. I want to make it rain again. Look at the ones I have collected throughout the show.
Yeah, the confetti from the
gender reveal
have been in the ceiling, and with the fans.
Bubba, you ever tell you about that whole bit? Bubba calls me. He's like, "Man, I got this great idea."
I didn't know the genesis of the idea.
Did I say it was a great idea?
Yeah, I have a great idea. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, what is it? I'm gonna do a gender reveal, and we're gonna do it all. We'll do a promo all weekend long. And then on Monday, and we'll push it all through the show on Monday, and then in the 7 o'clock hour, I'll do a gender reveal. Everyone's going to be thinking that I'm having a baby, you know, or someone on the show's having a baby.
And that's how we did it. So we have a gender reveal for someone on the show.
But you have to understand from the perspective of Carson and myself, because we're in the office after you guys had left for the day, the UPS or FedEx guy, whomever came in, and we saw that was the package, and it was a gender reveal, and it was in your name, and we're going, All right, we know the guy just got divorced, but things are getting weird. What's going on?
And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it, man. Let's go for it.
Carson was terrified. I still remember doing that bit on the air.
She was genuinely concerned.
I was looking at her, and I'm like, you know, it's a big day. Divorce life has been crazy. And she's like just, she was mortified. Because you're thinking, that's the bad thing about a gender reveal. You never really think about it, but this next time you're at a gender reveal party, just imagine how they got to that baby. Your friends. It's weird. It is really weird.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying, like, next time you go to a gender reveal party or you see one online or whatever, think about the two people, you know, and then you're like, man, I don't want to see or think anything about your children. It'll ruin them forever for you.
Not like your parents. That's worse.
Yeah.
I mean, well, D even talked about divorce earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the dog.
Yeah, almost. We still haven't got those.
Oh.
You haven't
done the doggy diapers yet?
No, not yet.
You don't even know what size you need, do you?
No, that's why. Got to get measured.
Yeah. Well, fitted. Just get, you know.
So dumb.
How old is the dog?
I don't know.
How much does the dog weigh?
Couldn't tell you. I know its name.
Do you know what breed of dog it is, at least?
Yeah, it's a Labradoodle Mini.
Oh, it's a Labrador.
Call your vet and just say, and they'll be like, oh, it's a Mini. Yeah, it's 35 pounds. You can go and then get the diapers to fit the dogs in that range. And if it doesn't fit, maybe buy two in that range-ish on either side and then use the ones that fit the best and use the other ones to just clean stuff.
I have a friend who has a Golden Doodle. It's the dumbest dog I've ever met in my life. So dumb. Fozzie Bear.
I had a Golden Doodle, and it was the sweetest dog I've ever owned.
Yeah, it could be dumb, yeah, but it was really sweet.
But this dog is so dumb.
Tell your friend to do the lion cut. I did the lion cut on mine, and my neighbors thought I had a pet lion.
But no, this one looks like Fozzie Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naturally. Look, Google this. Google this.
No, I'm not.
Golden Doodle Lion
Cut. I'm
going
to do a D thing here. No, I'm not.
No, you need to. It's amazing. Golden Doodle Lion Cut.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
Golden Doodle Lion Cut.
Sorry, cut. All right. Oh, wow. Yeah. And then you move on. He feels better. You don't care. I get it.
What I also like, we had a bit earlier this week where D admitted on the air, yeah, I just mirror the other person's energy. So whatever this social situation is, D's just like, yeah, I'm going to match it, and that's how I'm going to get out of the situation and just make it through.
It's very important to be able to learn how to mirror and be able to understand what the importance of that is.
I'm not a good mirror.
You know the reason I even have that dumb dog? I love the dog. I do. I really do. But it does pee a lot. Is Kelly Clarkson. Kelly's the one who said I should get that dog.
Kelly Clarkson told you to get the dog.
Back in the day, Kelly came in and she had People Magazine had just done a thing with her and her dogs.
And we were talking about how I had a Golden Doodle as well, but she had the Mini, right?
Yeah. And I said, I looked at her and I go, you know that's dumb, right? Like that a publication is doing a story on what dog you have? She goes, I know. I go, that's stupid. What kind of dog do you have anyway? She goes, oh, it's a Labradoodle Mini. And so they're super cute.
But is that any dumber than you having a dog because of Kelly Clarkson?
No. It's not. Well,
see, I feel kind of manly
for another dog.
See, I feel kind of manly because I'm the one that had a pit bull for 15 years.
How was that as a dog?
The best dog of all time.
I hear that.
Everybody that I know that has a pit bull loves their dogs.
Yeah, it was a rescue. And got it when it was pretty young, probably just maybe at most 6 months old, in a neighborhood that I used to live in, and we rescued that dog, had her for 15 years.
You think it's
the best dog?
You think you have a bad reputation just because people do bad things with them?
Yes. Yeah. They are the sweetest, friendliest, nicest dogs.
But you can train them to be killers,
right?
You
can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because their pain tolerance is ridiculous.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why they use them?
Mm-hmm.
In fights or whatever?
Because that's the thing, is that even when my dog would be hurt, it was a she would just keep plowing through whatever the situation was. The pain tolerance is ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. I always wondered
They're
why.
They're like Navy and she SEALs wasn't... of dogs. They just don't stop. It's David Goggins' dog.
Kind of. And she wasn't a
purebred.
Time
to row the boat.
She wasn't a purebred by any stretch. No, the neighborhood I used to live in was very sketchy. This was years and years and years ago. And we think that she wasn't a good fighter.
Oh, and they just got rid of her.
She just got left loose. Aww. Yeah. Aww. But she ended up having a very fun, nice
But they're like
life.
Just one giant muscle, aren't they?
Yeah. Again, she was a mixed breed, so she wasn't as built as a lot of the ones that you see on TV or the stereotype.
That's right. I just sang Cher.
Thank you, Cher. Appreciate that. But she was the best dog ever.
Huh.
Yeah.
What's the next line for that?
I forgot Half Breed.
On the people of the town they call thieves, tramps, and thieves.
Yeah, no, that's you're right. Doing Gypsies, Tramps.
Yeah. We're going Sonny and Cher right now.
Yeah, you're doing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I was singing Half Breed.
Anybody under 40 right now is they don't know what we're talking
they
about.
They had a song called Half Breed.
That's true,
dude.
They did.
Was it like a was it a racist song? I don't even remember it. I mean,
I'm gonna pull up the lyrics.
I mean, it's not.
I'm not gonna read the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would definitely get pulled over by the PC police. Let me put it that way.
It's a woman of half Caucasian, half Cherokee descent, and people chastised her. I'm looking at what the song is about, and people chastise her because of her races.
Yeah,
yeah. My father married pure Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me. I was liked by a law. The white man always called me Indian squaw.
Can't believe this.
Yeah, no, this song would never, ever. This is like putting out
Indian Outlaw by Tim McGraw. Yeah. You can't do that now.
Can't do that. No. I was going to say, what's that movie that you and Frankie just watched?
Oh, Blazing Saddles. Oh,
it's the best comedy of all time.
It's not. It's not.
Blazing
it's
Saddles?
Not. It's
no,
not.
It's kind of dumb. It's very hokey comedy.
I try, man, I will tell you, I
love Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. I think Mel Brooks was a trailblazer, did some things that other people never had the guts to do.
But
they're not great. No. I mean, they're just not. Like, I think the original Airplane is far funnier.
Airplane's great.
Far funnier. Even the police one? Police Squad or whatever they called it?
Naked Gun, the Naked Gun series.
Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Also very good.
I like the Naked Gun series too, but for me,
the number one and number two, amazing.
I feel about the Naked Gun series the way you feel about Blazing Saddles. I like Naked Gun, but that's fine.
You guys ever seen Zero Hour?
You guys ever seen a grown man naked?
Zero Hour is it's what?
It's Airplane.
It's Airplane.
Oh, okay.
Airplane, the movie Airplane, was literally taken almost line for line and shot for shot from this serious movie from back in the day.
Here you go. I'm going to send you this.
Oh, it's called Zero Hour.
I did not know that.
This is scenes shot.
Okay, so
you might have to move in,
visuals,
in a little bit. All right. Yeah, get into about 120 or something.
All right.
My mistake. Six men didn't return from that raid.
Seven, Lieutenant Zip died this morning.
So,
a war record again? No.
They didn't, in the original thing, didn't they not credit the original writers of Zero Hour?
They got sued.
And they said that, here it is. Writer-directors said that the script remained within the allowance for parody.
Oh, my gosh.
Under copyright law.
Really?
And they had legally bought the rights to the original Zero Hour story and script anyway.
Oh, they did buy it.
Okay, so if they had the rights, they could do whatever they wanted.
Do you know how much they spent?
No.
To buy it?
Yeah, to buy the original scripted story.
So Zero Hour was from 1957.
Wow, I had no idea.
Airplane was black and white.
Airplane was from 1980. They spent $2,500.
That's what I was going to say, that it wasn't much.
And then they took this script and comedied it up.
Really? You're the only one keeping that alive. For most people, it's ancient history. You expect me to believe that?
It's the original.
Truth. Frankly, what bothers us is your record since the war. 12 jobs in 10 years, and not one of them shows you can accept any responsibility.
Sounds like my radio career.
Here we go. Ted Stryker following his wife and son on the flight. Dude, it's shot for shot. This is crazy when he sees her.
Just look it up. Do side-by-side comparison of Zero Hour and Airplane.
Ever spent time in a Turkish prison?
Excuse me, ma'am. I speak Jive.
Excuse me, are you a doctor?
That's right.
We have a passenger who's very sick. Could you come take me?
Yes, of course.
They're cutting between the two.
What's the name of the flight attendant in the airplane, the actress?
Diane or something like that?
I can never remember her name.
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
How soon can we land?
I can't tell. You can tell me I'm a doctor. I'm just not sure.
Weather conditions. Fog has closed down everything this side of the mountains.
We've got to get through to Chicago.
Why did people have great voices back then?
Like cigarettes.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yes.
Everybody had these amazing voices. I can't even.
Well, of course, Leslie Nielsen always had that. You know, of course, the Naked Gun and Police.
Do you remember remember being in radio early on, and the guys who had all the big giant voices were smokers.
Oh, all chain smokers.
That smoked crazy. They get off the.
They would smoke in the studio.
Oh yeah.
They used to have ashtrays in the studio, and you would have to dump them out. And somebody got in trouble at my original first ever station because they threw the ashtray stuff into the garbage can, and the garbage can caught on fire. And they like had all this smoke damage.
Julie Haggerty, her name, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Didn't she go nuts? Did she?
I don't know.
Was it Julie Haggerty who went nuts, or was it...
Sean Young went nuts. She was in Blade Runner and was in Stripes. She went crazy. Stripes is great,
too. Allegedly. I'm just going to say that until I find something
out. Army training, sir!
Stripes was great. I don't see anything on hers. Who's the one? Oh, no, it's the one from Rocky. Adrian. Didn't she kind of have some kind of episode?
Talia Shire or whatever?
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think you're right. I kind of remember that. Also, what about the girl from... I don't remember. Who knows? What do I care? What the heck am I doing? Jeez. I'm starting to fall for his stupidity. Oh, that's dude, that's the best. Patrick used to say that all the time. He'd go like, okay, like, Bubba is crazy. And he believes in weird, crazy things. And then you support him.
You reinforce it.
Well, because I do. Because half the time I'll be like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I can be just as dumb as he is. I'm easily swayed by him. Terrible influence.
Am I?
Oh, by the way, speaking of great voices, you had Leslie Nielsen, Lloyd Bridges, a classic voice. Yeah. Peter Graves was in that movie, too. Robert Stack.
Yeah.
You had, like, all the great voices in
Robert
that
Stack,
movie.
You remember what he did?
Unsolved Mysteries.
That's right.
Yep.
That had the best theme song.
That delivery was so amazing.
I'm sorry, this is great. You remember the inflatable co-pilot in Airplane?
Otto? Yeah.
Yeah, they actually listed him in the cast IMDb.
Autopilot?
His name is Otto.
Oh, that's amazing. that's what a lot of radio stations call their automation now. They call it Otto. After Airplane. So, like,
as they should.
Yeah. If you're ever listening to the radio, like, here comes more confetti. If you're ever listening to a radio station, like, late at night, a lot of times there'll be no DJ, no nothing, and it's just run by the computer. So it's the inflatable autopilot.
Unless it's
from
our boy
Airplane.
Patrick. He's in there getting it.
Yeah, Patrick will do it.
Patrick's getting it handled.
Patrick does two things really well.
And now,
the podcast theme.
The jingle's great. I didn't know for the longest time it was him.
They have a show
five days
a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
Because it sounded too good.
Well, that sounds good?
Yeah, it does.
For a silly jingle, yeah.
Have you ever heard the sad version?
There's a sad version?
Oh, he hated it.
What?
I don't even know why he cut it. We asked him to do an alternate version.
Yeah, I said, man, you have to do one for, like, if there's ever some tragedy or whatever, and we have to do the podcast. We need the problem was, and we screwed this one up because we had Rachel Timothy on the show, on the podcast several weeks ago, and we ended the podcast. It's the most horrifying story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, this is a person who was.
She was abducted and trafficked.
And just a very intense personal story.
So she tells this whole story, and it's all done. And, like, okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, we're all mortified at this story, but also impressed at her strength to come on and tell it. And then finally we're like, okay, and all right, well, check it out. Follow her.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
And then
but
we
that's
follow
okay.
It with this
you can listen
jingle.
To the regular show. On the radio.
But it was the perfect levity for a discussion that serious.
So here, just for you, since you've never heard it before, the podcast alternate intro for Sad Day Topics.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get podcasts.
Why did he not like that?
I don't know so much
that's
about
that. That's really good.
Podcast. He's, how I get the podcast.
Vocally, he's on point.
Yeah.
Guitar is
the
right.
Podcast.
That's actually better than the one we use.
I actually think it is. Yeah.
And he didn't like it.
He hates it. And I'm like, why do you hate that? It's so, it almost is like, you remember when Pearl Jam did that whole acoustic thing? After the grunge thing died, and then all of a sudden Pearl Jam kind of went acoustic and did that thing and kind of changed their whole style.
Big D and Bubba.
I'm like, yeah.
Have a show 5 days.
Like when they were starting to do Just Breathe and things like that.
Everything's.
Anyway.
That's his Ryan Bingham phase right there. That
yes. Right. Yeah. Yes, it's awesome.
Ryan Bingham's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell y'all, I was...
On the same show as your girl Lainey was?
Yeah, I was on one of the dating apps, and I had matched with this person, and she... Well, this lady. Okay. And no, yeah, a lady.
Not
that
there's anything wrong.
So I matched with this person, and I start talking to her.
Did it twice.
And, well, I had to, because I don't know what to do, because she's... she got so mad.
What do you mean she got mad?
Because... I said something about, you know, she's like, what do you like to do in your spare time? I'm like, well, this is, I like to fish. I like to, you know, go hunting whenever I can find somebody to take me because I don't have any property. Boom. She freaked. Hunting?
Oh. You don't have property?
Hunting.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what
See,
I
thought. See, that would be the correct response.
Hunting? Yeah. And she just starts going off on this thing, how I'm a terrible person and what a horrible human being. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, are you vegetarian? No. Are you vegan? No. I'm like, then why are you mad? I'm harvesting real, clean, actual, organic, super not touched any hormones or any whatever meat. It's the cleanest meat on planet Earth. Why are you mad about that? It's just so cruel. And I'm like, no, it's much more sane. This 5 seconds before, this animal was frolicking. The next thing you know, it's being brought to my dinner plate. You cannot do anything more nice to the animal than to let it live out on the own instead of in a cage or in a pen somewhere. So, yeah, she got furious, unmatched everything.
See, I come from a slightly different perspective in terms of I grew up in a region of the country where you literally got the day off of school is more dust and confetti falls from the ceiling.
The dust is what's, man, we're getting dust boogers.
You would have
in
a day for buck season, you would have a day for doe season. Because they knew the kids wouldn't be in school, so they just went ahead and gave those days off.
Dude, we did skeet shooting as part of school. Like when I was in middle school in 8th and 9th grade, you did hunter safety. That was part of PE.
I did hunter safety. Got my card at 12. That was 5th or 6th grade or whatever. And yeah, you got taught at the school and everything. So that's the thing. I'm not a hunter. I have done it. I've killed my own deer. Helped process it. But if somebody else is going hunting and they're doing everything legally, it's fine. I'm not going to go out and do it, but if you go out and do it, I like to go fishing.
I would love to call myself a hunter. I really would. I don't do it enough. You know, like, it's rare. I go out maybe once or twice a year, and that's it. And as soon as I get property, then it's on.
The only thing I ever said about that was just what we always tried to do is use everything you can of the animal that you shoot.
Yeah, and also don't take anything's life if you're not going to eat it, that, except for a snake. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with all the snakes.
You can get rid of all the spiders, as many as possible.
Just
I'm okay
squish them. I don't know. I do want this. I was looking at this Pulsar.
D, welcome to the podcast. Thermion, how are you doing over there, man?
Look at this Thermion Duo. Good. It's a thermal scope for
your obsession
rifle.
With thermal.
Dude. Just anything
It's kind of.
Dude, it's amazing.
And the thing is, have you used your thing anymore?
I use it all the time.
Oh, yeah? For what?
I use it for walking around the house. I keep it next to my... Okay.
Are you still looking for ghosts in your new house?
No, I've never looked for a ghost in my house.
I think you will now because I just said it.
No,
I brought it into existence.
No.
Sure did. Spoke that.
That's right.
No.
What do you walk around the house with a thermal camera?
I like it. I don't know. It's just cool.
He doesn't do that. Why would you walk around the house with a thermal camera?
For the three and a half months I've known him, of course he does that.
I keep it right next to my bed, right next to my pistol safe, and yeah, there is the little thing. I can pop it into the phone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I need to actually leave it in the phone at night.
That way it's ready to go.
That way it's ready, yeah.
So if you have it in there, can you use the phone for other things?
Yeah.
You just have to activate
it. It's a little tiny. It's maybe about a half an inch by a half an inch square, and you plug it into the bottom of your iPhone.
Yeah, we used it that day on the show.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You have thermal imaging, and then there's a mode that looks like IR. It's amazing as well.
Both you guys come from military families, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But that just gives me more context into your obsession with thermal equipment.
I think it's a dude thing.
It's a gadget thing.
I'll give you gadget thing. Yeah. Because I think most guys are gadget guys in some capacity. For me, it was being a radio nerd and radio gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Gadgets and tech and all that kind of stuff. Like, I prided myself on being an early adopter on so much. And I'm not doing it as much anymore because I'm kind of settled into, I know, all this stuff falling from the ceiling.
It's dust bunnies and confetti. It actually feels like it's snowing.
Yeah, it's like stuff is just...
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom a moment ago right before we started the podcast.
That's good.
No. I'm just saying. I wanted to go hurry up and pee. So I get
That's
in
good
there,
too.
I get in there and I hey, congratulations, I'm a boy. Another one came down. Do this. Look at like your phone or even look at the top. Feel the top of this jar right here. Just feel it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
full of dust and stuff. I looked at my phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that?
That's why we're not doing this much longer because we're all getting sick from the.
Oh, I've been stopped up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yesterday when I had fans running when you guys were gone,
yeah.
Oh, I just felt horrible.
I had to go blow my
nose. I don't feel too bad today.
I blew my nose.
Yeah.
I blowed my nose before the podcast, too, because I wanted to get all the dust boogers out as well.
Real quickly, I want to mention I'm celebrating 3 months with you guys.
Oh, congratulations. Podcast, so. Really?
Hey, I made it. Yeah. When's the probation period with you guys over? So
1 year.
Months.
It's a 1 year thing.
Holy crap!
Yeah. And sometimes it can be more.
Yeah, I mean, you're still a probie, dude.
It's still always got it.
I got to pull up my contract on my phone. What did we do?
What happened? A mistake. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How are we celebrating?
You're in the right place.
I'm just going to say, are we going to do a performance review with you guys? You know, we could do that right now.
Well, yeah, okay. I think you're doing great. Bubba, what do you think? He thinks great, too.
I really have to. I want to make sure I'm reviewing everything here. You're unbelievably, what's the word I'm looking for? A great planner. I've not seen anybody in this capacity ever. Because we had Patrick and then we had a guy named Dwight before that.
I didn't know Dwight.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Dwight.
Oh,
Dwight
yeah. had a... Nobody does.
Dwight is the... He was like the season when they like change out a character.
But he was early on, though.
You know, it's not the one that you know in that position.
The first, he's Captain Pike.
Or is he the older brother in Happy Days that was never seen again?
That's him. Yes. That's, he comes home. That's exactly. What was that guy's name?
I don't even remember his name.
Yeah, the old guy.
Charlie Cunningham.
Was it Charlie? Yeah, I think it was Charlie.
He was redheaded.
Yeah.
Taller kid.
Yeah.
Skinny
After
guy.
After that first season, gone.
Done.
Just
yeah,
gone.
He's like that. It's like that. He's like an.
Or replacing the husband in Bewitched.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, yeah, it was yes. Chuck.
It was Chuck, yeah. It was Chuck.
Chuck, yeah.
Yeah,
Chuck
they Cunningham. Switched the husband and Bewitched.
That's right. It's similar.
Yeah.
And they also, didn't they change the baby out, too?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. So
there was Dwight.
There's Dwight and then Patrick. And you
know, the funny thing is, I don't think I'm even that highly organized. I just think the bar before me was set very low.
No. It's just, yeah.
That was a joke, everybody.
Patrick had a lot of other things going on.
No,
and so
I'm not doing the same job.
Patrick was doing a very different job than you because he was actually running the company and all of that. So, yeah, he was.
I'm not doing anywhere near.
Which we're now realizing is not that hard. Bob and I are doing it, and we're kind of like, actually, there's not a whole lot to
I just have to remind you to run the company once in a while, and that's it.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Your review, I think, I love the organization. I really do. I like being able to look at my phone and go, who's on the show next? Because I have people who ask, like when my cousin came in last week, people would ask, hey, is anybody going to be around?
I can usually find out within 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I don't even need to ask you often.
Yeah.
I go to my phone and I look and I go scroll to that day and I'm like, Luke Combs is going to be in that day. Why don't you come in earlier than what you were planning and, you know, you can see Luke Combs like 4 feet away from you and maybe say hi.
Carson and I make it a point to over-communicate, that we'd rather you be upset by having too many emails and too many texts instead of not having enough.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. So that part of your review is fantastic.
All right, that's good.
We need to do more on one thing, and that is Super Funny Schaefer.
We can do more of that.
A minimum of one per week.
Yeah, we got away from that a little bit just because we had other bits that were similar to it, so I gave it a rest.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed the response because usually the older the audience loves that more, the younger the audience can't stand it at all.
Oh, they groan,
they
but
just
they
groan
love
and
it.
Roll
they
their
love
eyes.
It.
I know they do because it reminds them of their own family.
Yeah, so, and I like that, and I also like the branding of it too because it helps give you an absolutely. Identity. People go, I can't tell you how many people go, I like Schaefer. He's super funny.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
When in reality, I'm really not funny at all.
You are funny. Yes, you are. You are funny. You're super funny. You're super funny,
Schaefer.
Anything else, guys?
No.
It's Labor Day weekend. I'm ready to go eat, so I'm
is it Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, Bubba's
got it. Yeah, because you're not doing anything.
I haven't planned
Bubba's
anything.
Bubba's going to buy a flight to go somewhere.
Yeah. I got to do something.
If you could go somewhere right now, you could leave and you're going to the airport. You're
if I had time, if I had 10 days, I would do Guam instantly.
Okay.
There would be no doubt about it. But I might go to Puerto Rico this weekend. I don't know.
Wow. So I was just going to say, you have four major cities within a 4 to 5 hour driving distance that you could go to.
I don't want to waste it. I mean, if I'm
going to
drive, then I'm just going to drive to my parents' house in the mountains and just go hang out with mom and dad. If I'm not going to do anything,
take your vacation and spend time with your parents and drive into the mountains.
That's what I'm saying. I might just go ahead and do that.
Do you like westerns?
Yeah.
Because you're going to see a lot of
westerns. It's funny you say that because the older I'm getting, which I'm still not old, but the older I'm getting, the more I'm watching the Western Channel and Grit. And I'm watching all those old Westerns my dad watched. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch The Searchers. Why not? I'll watch these Clint Eastwood spaghetti Westerns.
You go to my dad's place. Yeah. If he doesn't have his hearing aids in, you will think that the gunfight is literally in the room with you. And you're going to duck. You're going to hit the floor. It's crazy.
For years, I'd go home and dad would have the Western Channel on.
Oh, that's my dad.
And why not? And the thing is that if you go and watch them, they're really good. A lot of them are.
Some of them are really good.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, it's a reflection of that time in Hollywood. But I mean, but the writing for that period of time and what it was is like The Searchers is considered a great movie beyond just a Western.
I've seen that. I've seen The Searchers. And it's, I kind of went through a Western phase for a while.
Yeah, I'm kind of in it right now. Yeah, I'm in my Western phase.
I like even the modern ones, like 310 to Yuma and stuff
seen
like
310
that.
To Yuma.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's pretty good.
Of course, Unforgiven, another one. They did a remake of The Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington, which was okay. It was good. It just didn't quite get there, but it was good.
Also, another really easy trip to take or easy flight.
Yeah.
Montreal. If you've never been to Montreal, Canada, it's one of the greatest places because you can go into British Columbia and all that. Toronto. It's all just America with a different accent. Yeah. No offense, Canadian friends. But Montreal, Quebec City, amazing. It's like going to Europe.
Well,
without having to go to Europe,
so
and you don't have the jet lag. Everybody speaks French first. Everybody is bilingual. So everybody speaks, they come up.
Speak better than you right now.
Exactly. So they'll go, and you go, yeah. And they go, oh, American. And they break right into their American accent. And it's amazing. So you get to have all the benefits of being somewhere cool and all the signs. Everything is in kilometers and all the signs are... hey, I'm a boy.
More confetti.
But all the signs are in French and, you know, arrête for the stop signs and all that kind of stuff. It's just,
if you're
going to
do
that,
though, it takes more time because I did this over Thanksgiving last year. I went to Victoria, British Columbia, was in Seattle, took the 3-hour ferry over to Victoria, BC. Yeah. And it's basically just America over there. It's just
That's what I was saying. If you're gonna do Canada, if you're not going to like Whistler or something like that,
Toronto's a great city too. Toronto's a great city.
Toronto is Cincinnati, Detroit. You know, Toronto.
Oh, come on!
I know. Call me crazy. I call you crazy quite often. Toronto. I got to say it right. Toronto.
Toronto.
But yeah, I love Montreal. Right. I just do. Montreal.
Well, then we'll see you next week.
So I don't know. I love San Juan, though. I might go to Rincon. Maybe it'd be a good weekend to go get hurt surfing. I think that would be awesome.
No, I need you back.
I found flights for you for $636.
Round trip?
No, that's probably one way.
To where?
Oh, no, that's one way. No, that is.
Really?
To Montreal.
To Montreal? Oh, he might actually do it now.
Yeah, I mean, see, the problem is I don't like
It's leaving today, coming back Monday.
That'd be perfect.
$636.
Round trip.
I don't like traveling alone. That's my big thing,
too. No, that's
one way.
That's what I thought.
$636 times dose, $1,200.
Yeah, I was going to say, taxes in there, you're getting close to $13.
I'm looking up San Juan. If I were to leave today and come back, what is Monday?
No problem traveling alone.
No
issue.
I get bored. I'm like, I want to share this with somebody. Aw, how about that?
Look at you.
If I were to jump on a flight to San Juan, now that's possible. I could leave this afternoon, $316, and I could come back for that. It would be $800 round trip.
Shoot, man, you should do that.
I might do that.
Do it.
Hotels are cheap down there. Can
you imagine what you the food you'd be eating tonight? Oh,
I know exactly what I'd be eating. I'd be going crazy on the plantains.
God, you just have and just figuring it all out. That's fun.
Okay, I might do
go to Caribbean State, that same hotel that Patrick did that time and said he was Luke Combs.
Oh, that was in Jamaica.
It was Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Maybe that would be kind of fun. I've never been to Jamaica.
Your passport ready to go?
Yeah. Good? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's the podcast.
Well, you got a flight to go catch.
Yeah.
I was going to Puerto Rico.
I have to go pack really fast.
I'm going to hang out with Reno. And you guys are going to go to Puerto Rico.
All right. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you actually got this far, we do have
bless your heart.
We do have the Reno Collier interview coming up right after the closing jingle. Not the sad version, but the closing.
That's
closing.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
I don't know why I didn't like
Maybe
it.
We might have to just switch to that all the time.
Or just randomly play it.
I like that better than singing along.
Have a great Labor Day weekend, everyone. Bubba, you be safe, man.
Do nothing laborious.
Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Comedian Reno Collier in the studio with us. He has a new stage show at the Woolworth Theater in Nashville, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Welcome,
sir.
Thespian.
Good morning, my friends. Dude, I don't know if I'm a thespian. That's kind of pushing it a little bit.
So this is like it's a one-man show?
It's a one-man show. It's about a guy named Daniel Tubman, whose dad was the Marlboro Man. His mom was an Olympic swimmer, right? And it goes through his entire life from beginning to end of different things that – bad things that happened, good things that happened, him ballooning in weight, him going down again, him ballooning in weight and going down again, and then family and all these different things come in. And it's how we end up with a dad bod. Like it's the actual evolution. It says it's called Dad Bod, the Evolution of Man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Yeah. So here's some, I got some, these guys want to tell me what to, you know, when you go on the radio, here's what you want to say.
Oh, some talking points?
Yeah, well, I got them.
Hold on, let's put a little echo. We'll put a touch of echo on this for officialness.
What did they tell you? Yes. Dad Bod, the Evolution of Man. Stars Reno Collier as the lovably brilliant Daniel Tubman, an everyman who gets caught up recanting the highs and lows, ups and downs of life, love, and fatherhood that got him where he is today. This is a hilariously funny new spin on a one-man comedy show with belly-laughing anecdotal stories and mixed-medium vignettes. Dude, we have tons of vignettes.
You're the perfect guy for this.
I know. Dude, you should see the vignettes.
Are there many vignettes?
There's so many vignettes. Like, the show should be called Vignettes. I don't know why it wasn't. From some surprised guests, tickets on sale now. Come get your vignettes.
You're the dumbest, smartest person I know.
I know.
You really are.
That's another good name for that. So, that's on the T-shirt.
Do you have merch for this show?
They do.
They don't.
Oh, dude, there's going to be drinks, dad bod drinks. Oh.
Can I get a T-shirt?
Heck yeah.
What?
Oh, we got a dad bod shirt, merch, and hats and stuff.
Yeah, ton. They're going to be on the. They're going to put it up on the billboards on the side of the highway.
Oh wow!
So on 24, when those idiots, whoever did this, and I know a lot of people aren't from Nashville, but brake companies own 24. The companies that build car brakes own, because they have this thing now where, like, you go 70 and then 30. And it's like,
70
and then it's like 35, 60, 55. What the? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
Well, they consider it like, it's like speeding in Vignettes. You know, like,
it's
fast Vignettes, and then slow and then fast and slow.
Vignettes is the name of the brake company.
All right, Reno Collier's with us. The show, what's the website if people want to get in?
DadBodNashville.com. DadBodNashville.com. It's at the Woolworth Theater downtown. It's a beautiful
It's a great thing to do
redone.
Other than some of the bar stuff. If you
not everybody,
like,
I know
something.
This is crazy. Not everybody drinks. And this is actually a cool way to do something different and still be involved and still get in the middle of all of that.
Not everyone's a 24-year-old female who's about to get married.
No.
You know,
no.
Other
dear God, if it's a bachelorette party,
also, just you'll take their money.
We'll take the money, but leave those wiener straws out in the street.
I want to play a game with you. I
are Are you allowed to say Wiener Straw?
I don't even
know. I said Vignette. That's got to be bad.
I think it's this is our last day on the air, so we're excited.
Wiener Straw!
All right, Reno Collier's with us. We'll come back. I'm going to game on. I'll play with you.
Love it.
We'll do that next. Hang on. All right, comedian Reno Collier's in the studio with us. We have a game that we're going to play. I'm going to give all you guys are in on this.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a phrase. You have to tell me if it's true or not. Just true or false. Here you go. If you knock your tooth out and you put it back in the socket, it will grow roots back and it'll save your tooth.
I'm not kidding. I saw Larry the Cable Guy do this.
What?
Doing sit-ups. We had a trainer come out on the road with us, and he was doing sit-ups, and he leans back, and he pops up, and he goes, oh, and he pulls his tooth out of his mouth and then shoves it back up in the hole. Yeah.
That is false.
It's got to be false,
though. I'm going to go true.
It's true.
Yep.
I saw him do. I don't know that it grew back, but I saw him shove it in there, and he'd done it before.
He became Toe Mater, though.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, that dude is a 9-year-old with $80 million.
During her humanitarian trip to Los Angeles, Queen Elizabeth threw out the first pitch of the Angel Stadium in 1988.
That's from The Naked Gun. False.
False.
That is false. Saddam Hussein was given the key to the city of Detroit in 1980.
Oh, that's true.
True.
Oh, no.
Carson?
False.
It's true.
Oh. Dude, I'm undefeated. I don't want to say
anything. Also, other people getting the key was Stevie Wonder, Elmo, and the Jackson 5. Steve didn't know what he said.
Stevie Wonder didn't get the key.
There's a polar bear jail in Manitoba where polar bears who get too close to the town or attack people, they're shot with a tranquilizer dart, airlifted, and dropped off at this jail. Then they're released into the wild a few days later.
True.
That's true. In an attempt to prevent future copyright infringement, Facebook, Meta, which is what we call Meta, they put an undisclosed bid in to purchase Metamucil from Procter & Gamble.
That is false.
I don't know. I could see it. I'm for true.
It's false. It's false.
I don't know. Vignette.
It's false. U.S. President John Tyler, born in 1790, has two living grandchildren as of 2017. Not great grandchildren. These are regular grandkids.
That is true.
That is very true. Yeah, I remember that.
True. It was true. He was in his 80s when he had his son, and they were pretty old when they had theirs. This is good. Donald Duck was originally supposed to be a wild mallard duck and first appeared in the cartoon titled The Ball of the Birds in 1928. Unfortunately, not received well, and it was scrapped. But in 1930, a character by the name of Manny the Mallard appeared in a thing called Manny Goes Shopping. It became very popular. Manny the Mallard would cease production in 1953. Disney copied it and released Donald Duck.
Dude, you read so much, it's hard to know if you slipped something in there that might be a little
off.
He wasn't a mallard. He was, you know.
It's false.
False.
What?
I'm going to go with false.
I'm false.
There you go. Anywhere. Reno Collier. Reno Collier, you can check him out. His thing is dadbodnashville.com.
Dadbodnashville.com.
I got it.
I'm sorry.
Let the pro do it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry,
he got the talking points.
Dadbodnashville.com. And check it out. It's a one-man stage show.
Here's the thing, though. There's also, I mean, the crowd is involved. People are coming on stage. There's music. It's a blowout.
Are you going to call someone out because of their dad bod?
At the end, we may celebrate them, but during it, there are people that will be brought up on stage. There's so many moving parts, and it's
looking forward to it.
Yeah. So many things that could go wrong is what you're saying.
There are a lot of things that could go very wrong, and when I say that, I mean that like I'm afraid.
Well, I know you've never thought that you would ever go to a website like this, but go to dadbodnashville.com and you'll get all the information. Reno, good to see you.
I love you guys, man. Thank you for having me on.
Of course,
thank
we love you.
True. I love you.
That's true. He said I looked like I lost weight today.
Oh, dude, he has the greatest calves in radio.
He does. That's true.